Today is Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is School Bus Driver Appreciation Day. It's also National Jelly Bean Day, National Girl Scout Leader Day. It's Earth Day. I thought I had a last one, but that was it. It's Earth Day. I'm not a big fan of jelly beans. I don't know what you want to do with that, but I'm just not a big fan of jelly beans. It's the texture. We all know I don't like the texture of mochi. I don't like that chewy kind of texture. It's a very specific waxy, chewy texture that I'm not a big fan of. Chewy is okay, like bread that's chewy, or meat, if it's soft but a little chewy, that's okay. But now I don't want a chewy mochi or like a chewy licorice stick or a chewy. I'm just not that waxy chewiness. I'm not a big fan of. All right, well, I'm recording this right after I recorded yesterday, so I do remember what we were talking about, but I am going to first play a voicemail because I want to go ahead and do that first so I don't run out of time. So here we go. Let's play this voicemail. Hello.
Good morning, Nipple Walker. I was just listening to your Friday little show.
Yes.
And I heard that you had the regretful spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh, my God, yes.
The other day, and that your butthole was on fire.
There was no shart, though. There was no shart. But when I did use the restroom, too much information, I'm sure. But when I did use the restroom, it was like that song Firework with Katy Perry coming out of my rear end.
You needed a fireman to help put out the flames. And
yeah.
Was just wondering, I thought you had gotten mittens of a day. Isn't that the same thing as a fireman shooting a hose up your butthole? Anyway,
I did.
For your butthole, and I hope that you get you some Easter candies to half price on Monday. Get back on that exercise. You know, Big Fatty gets out and walks 5 to 7 miles a day. All you got to do is more than that. Or less than that, or just any. So thank you for calling. There it is.
All right, all right. Well, thanks for the call, Fatty. So I did. You know what? I hadn't gotten to it yet, but I did. I did do the bike yesterday. So I have started exercising again. That is a thing that I am doing. So, well, thanks for the call, Fatty. Yeah, I think I did. So we have 3 toilets in our home, and I will use the bidet occasionally, but it's cold outside right now, and this bidet the water is not heated. So it's like shoving an icicle up your butthole. It's very cold at the moment, and, you know, it wakes you up, but I don't always feel like doing that. But you know what? I don't remember. And it really just depends on which restroom I'm nearest when I figure out that I need to go to the bathroom. But I may have used it. I don't remember. Water does not get rid of that burning sensation, if you know what I'm talking about. If you have a spicy meal and then you go to the bathroom, that capsaicin attaches itself to, you know, to areas that it should not be, and water does not get rid of it. So regardless, yes, I understand what you're saying, and I guess I could have sat there for a while and just let the cool water cool me down, but I didn't. All right, so thanks for the call, Fatty. So we were talking about, I woke up at, well, I got went to bed around 1, around 1:15. Our phones go off. Mark turns on the weatherman, Darby Bybee. We have a tornado warning. It's very close to us. And then at 2, when the warning finally subsided, I was having trouble getting back to sleep. And then, for whatever reason this week, I've been waking up at like 5 a.m. And so I woke up around 5 a.m. on Saturday morning, and then I went back to sleep. And then my sleep was not very good. And so Saturday, we were just hanging out. I cooked eggs and rice and Spam for brunch. Mark, I think he worked out early. I also worked out, but I can't remember if I worked out before or after we ate. But I did 20 minutes on the bike, and I did one of those scenic bike rides, so you can actually see. I don't even know where it was, but it looked pretty. It was mountainous. There was water. Could have been Scotland. I was looking for Scotland, but because I was like, oh, I want to see what we're going to see when we're in Scotland. So anyway, we watched a little bit more of the pit. I cooked, like I said, and we ate. And we were supposed to have dinner with my parents. But as we were sitting there, I decided I was just too tired. I didn't feel like getting out of the house at all, really. And so especially not going and having to socialize. It doesn't really have anything to do with it being my parents. I just didn't really want to socialize with anybody. You know, if Mark and I, if we wanted to go get a bite to eat at a restaurant, I didn't mind that as long as it was close by and I didn't have to dress up or do anything fancy. But anyway, I just didn't want to socialize, basically. So I called my mom and I said, hey, because they wanted to get together because it's Easter weekend and they want to get together on Easter weekend. So I said, hey, I'm really tired. And my mom said, oh, you know what? I've been having some pain. And she injured herself when she went to see my brother like a month ago, and she hurt her pelvis bone, and it's been hurting. And she's like, it's been kind of painful. It's flaring up today. And so I wasn't sure if I was going to want to go anyway. So why don't we just not do it? I'm like, okay, that's good, because I really need to rest. And so we just kind of laid around on the couch. We watched more of the pit. We watched a movie, G20, with the lady from How to Get Away with Murder. And I can't remember her name, but her name, it's on the tip of my tongue. Her name is, nope, not Shonda Rhimes. That's the producer lady. Gosh, I can't, not Olivia Pope. That's the name of Kerry Washington in Scandal. What is that lady's name? I cannot remember her name. You know what? I'm going to just type in How to Get Away with Murder. Viola Davis. There we go, Viola Davis. She is I think it's called G20, and she's the president, and they're at the G20 summit, and shit hits the fan, and she is like an action hero. It is so not believable. I know you're supposed to suspend disbelief when you watch a movie, but it is so not believable. I don't think any president could do the things that she did, and yeah. It was hard to believe, but it was a cute movie. It was enjoyable. It was a popcorn flick. Get you some popcorn, watch it. Do not go to the theater. I don't even think it's still in the theater. And we watched that. But anyway, we watched that, and then afterwards decided we were going to start planning our Scotland trip. And so I started looking at Viator. I need to figure out how to say that. But anyway, I started looking at that, and there's a site that we love that has itineraries already built on it for anywhere you could possibly want to go. And I know we could use AI or something like that to help us with itineraries, but really, they're just websites you can go to and it's all already there. And people buy travel agents and people who've actually done those trips. So we found three or four different itineraries for 5 to 7 days for Scotland. And we picked one that we liked. And so we had all the locations, but we are not, you know, we're not doing their tour. This is also a travel company that actually provides the tours, but we're not doing those. So I go to Viator and look and see, oh, do they have similar tours? So I was able to book the castle in Edinburgh because we're arriving in Edinburgh, a food tour in Edinburgh. And then there was a walking part of the castle in the the magic mile or the million dollar mile or whatever they call it, million pound mile, millionaire mile, something in Edinburgh, and the castle and that. And then the food tour is also a walking food tour. So they take you around town and you learn stuff as you're going. And then we're going to drive to Inverness that night. And we're going to, the next day, we're going to just kind of poke around Inverness. And then we have a crew, a Loch Ness and something dock canal. I can't remember the name of it, but there's a canal that we're going to go through. A couple hour cruise and just kind of hang out around Inverness and then have dinner. And we're eating at a really nice place called Three Chimneys. I think that's in the Isle of Skye, actually. But anyway, so we're just going to hang out around Inverness and have a relaxing day, do the boat ride. And then the next day, we have a 12-hour tour that takes a train ride, you guys, on the Harry Potter train. The actual train that the Harry Potter train was, like, the film films this train. It's called the Jacobite train, steam train. Anyway, we're going to ride on that. We're going to go to a fishing village. We're going to see a bunch of stuff. The castle in Inverness. It's going to be great. All right, I have to stop there for now. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.